From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials confirm the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Belgian jihadist Abdelhamid Abaoud has eluded police for months. He's boasted of staging attacks for the Islamic State group and appears to have sneaked back into Europe from Syria undetected. Most recently, he's believed to be the planner of last Friday's attacks in the French capital that killed 129 people and wounded another 350. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
European Union Justice and Interior Ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the Paris attacks. French lawmakers Thursday voted to extend by 3 months the state of emergency declared after last week's attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama says efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria. Mr. Obama said he does not believe that agreement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. The president spoke Thursday on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific conference in the Philippines. Meanwhile, Mr. Assad told Italian state television no political process to end the civil war can begin while what he called terrorists occupy parts of Syria. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Barack Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the United States. In the next year, Mr. Obama is promising to veto the measure. He says he thinks his resettlement plan will go forward. Russia has signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. That announcement concerning the Daba nuclear station came during a televised ceremony. This is VOA.